We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 in the Score. We want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
It means a lot to us. Thanks for that. Our thanks to our executive producer, Mr. Dustin Rhodes.
Fly the W!
And of course, our guy Kevbo. Gosh,
I don't understand why this Nomara guy is playing and we got Mengel on the bench.
Yeah, I don't either. Mengel. Let's thank Ray. Ray, you mean so much to us. So great to talk to you yesterday, and today is just more joy.
Mazzano, whatever.
Oh, and now we have the joy of bringing in our friend Dan Bernstein. Hi, Dan. How are you?
Morning, Hello, Dan.
Boys, what a day. What a day. What an afternoon. What just that whole 90-minute post-Bears period between the fourth quarter and the no-hitter and everything that was going on, just a memorable and remarkable period of time.
Without a doubt, best days of the – probably the best day of 2020 sports calendar in Chicago, no question about that.
It was extraordinary, and the comeback from the Bears was so unexpected. A no-hitter for Millsy. It's just extraordinary everything that happened.
I want to know who was betting the Bears when the money line was probably at its nadir, right? Like, now that there is in-game betting and constant up-to-the-moment calculation, I want to talk to that person. I want to know who said, you know what, I'm just waiting for it, okay, 23-6, now. Now I'm going Bears, I'm pushing in.
Can't be many people that were really paying attention.
No. You know, what intelligent person would ever
blind luck,
that?
Maybe. Yeah. Right. There was nothing, you know, you watch games where teams are getting beaten or the score doesn't reflect what's actually going on the field or the court or whatever, but that was not one of those games. The Bears stunk out loud for three quarters offensively, and then all of a sudden it was as if, you know, somebody flipped a switch and Mitch Trubisky said, well, we're going to go up tempo. I'm going to kind of ignore everything else that's happening, and I'm just going to become a different quarterback for the next 15 minutes. And he did.
Well, to me, that's what we got to figure out here. And it's Matt Nagy's job to figure out why less is more with that guy. Why, when he gets, you know, drawn up plays in the dirt, and when he gets up tempo and he's just looking for people, why is he so much better when he's less coached? To me, that really is the essence of this right here. And they have so many plays, and they practice so much, and they talk so much, and they've got 15 different assistant coaches, and yet every time he's better when it's free and loose and easy. And it may take them swallowing hard and understanding that maybe they just got to let some things happen and let it rip a little bit. But that's a constant now. Less is always more with him.
You know, it's hard to imagine a guy like Nagy letting go of more for less.
I hate blamers.
It just doesn't seem like something he's that interested in. He really believes in his offense, and I believe that watching the Super Bowl last year gave him even more confidence in it.
But it's undeserved. And the offense hasn't worked. It hasn't scored enough points.
I'm not arguing.
The only time they rack up points is when, and first of all, why would you ever, ever play man defense against Mitch Trubisky? These are the only times he shreds you is when he sees a matchup and lets one of his guys go make a play. Play zone all the time. I mean, literally, 100% of your pass coverage against Mitchell Trubisky should be zone. Because the only time he really succeeds, whether it's the games against the Buccaneers or Washington or the Lions, all of his success comes against man.
These are all horribly coached teams as well.
Yeah, but I'm saying if you're down to your fifth corner, what are you doing playing man?
Right.
That's to me... That's a bigger question. If you're in Detroit, listen, we don't care.
That's
about
ego.
Detroit.
That's coaching ego,
yes,
all the way.
That's
all ego. It is.
Yes.
The coaches sometimes need to, but it's not unrelated to what we're talking about with the Bears offensively. I mean, you see defensively, some coaches stick to their scheme and their coverages no matter what, and they expect whoever's playing out there to execute. And along the same lines, I mean, with the Bears, Matt Nagy kind of expects his quarterback to be able to execute the offense that he brought to Chicago, because that is his offense. He did not come here to run the I formation, if we remember right. And Mitch, you know, the more we see of him, the more we are reminded that he might not be that guy, because you do have, you know, the more he adheres to a script or a scheme and the more tentative he becomes, the worse his accuracy gets and the worse his footwork looks. And I think that what we see is when he's just realizing he doesn't have to have any more expectations to meet and he doesn't have anything else that he can screw up, that's when you see the best of Mitch Trubisky. You know, I mean, because he is now playing free and instinctive and athletic, and the things that made him attractive coming out, I don't know if you can make a living that way, but that's what happened, I think, yesterday. It's weird.
It's talking to Lions fans too. If you have a couple Lions fans in your life, they knew. They knew that, yeah, watch. Just watch what's going to happen here. And I didn't know this number. Did you know this? In 33 games that Matt Patricia has coached, his team has blown a fourth quarter lead in 11 of them.
Wow. I read one story. You know, apparently they had this key phrase, dagger time. They talked about dagger time, how they'd been losing games late and now they were going to employ dagger time, where they were going to put the dagger in the opponent late. And somebody wrote that it's dagger time for the Matt Patricia era.
it's really damning. Well, it's really damning. The full third of games that he's coached, he's blown a fourth quarter lead.
And he shows no willingness to accept that reality. That's the worst part of it, is he's invoking his experience in New England yesterday as being part of the most famous plays in NFL history after a game which basically his team blew and continued to pattern that. If you're in the Lions front office, you got to wonder what the heck you were doing in the offseason when you didn't make a move on this guy.
I'm asking just to be a little respectful in this whole process, okay?
Yeah, there's so many aspects to this. I think it was really important that Nagy said, too, that we're not going to let the outcome deodorize the issues. And when you think of not having a preseason, it was so weird because it was like there was this building charge of static electricity for the football season, and we didn't see anything, and reporters had to have just a vague idea of what was going on. And you watch that first half, and you think, how bad was Nick Foles? How bad was he in these practices if it was this sort of clear-cut a win in the quarterback competition? And then on the national broadcast, you've got Tony Gonzalez already calling for a quarterback switch. And we're just thinking, oh, God, what did we do to deserve this? It felt like we're six games into a miserable season already. I mean, it's just we were living so fast yesterday. And then that happened. I still can't believe it. I can't believe he dropped that. They flat dropped the game winner.
God.
I mean, for everything that had to happen, it's one of those, you know, get out of there before they change the scoreboard on you. You know, just get on the plane, get Virginia back on her motorcycle, and get everybody home, because it was just that was insanity yesterday. And I don't know what it meant. We can read a whole lot into it about what it says or what it meant. I just absolutely enjoyed the hell out of it.
First, Virginia would have to put on her Air Jordans, though, Dan.
Oh, that's fine. But you know, and the full leathers, I mean the whole thing. And then just gets on her chopper and heads out on the highway.
Did you see that though? Nagy gave everybody, including the Bears had Air Jordans made for everyone in the organization. He gave them to him before the trip to Detroit.
Yeah, it's cool. And that's the thing about Nagy too. That is the conflict that I have with him. I love him as a head coach. I just don't really necessarily like him as a strategist or game planner. I think he's a really, really good head coach, a really good leader of men. And a win like that speaks to it. Even though he kind of gets out of his own way strategically. And then when they say, when Mitchell Trubisky says, we never stop believing and we're connected and it's about giving my guys a chance to make a play and trust, there's something to that. There's a poorly coached team, a bad head coach. His teams don't win games like that. But it's as if Nagy, the coordinator, has to kind of get out of his own way a little bit to let the connectivity and let the belief and let some of those other things that he's instilled come to the fore.
That's interesting. You're not a big chemistry guy, though.
I'm not.
You're not a big culture guy, and you just said that culture was the biggest reason the Bears won yesterday.
Well, I do think all I will say is a team that doesn't believe in itself packs it in, and I've seen it. It's more about how you can.
Well, I'm agreeing with you, Dan. I'm agreeing with you, Dan. But that's a new tune for you to sing.
You've been in the huddle before, and I've been around too many teams that I know didn't believe. I've been around too many teams that even given a certain opportunity, like, yeah, not our day today. What's for dinner? You know, does my kid have a game? And just going about their normal lives. But when Trubisky's a true believer in some of that stuff. And he's still the quarterback of the team. And that offensive line never quit. And I'll say this, too. Even though they were rushing three at the end, Khalil Mack was a dervish at the end. He was getting pressure on Matthew Stafford late, and it mattered. He didn't have the numbers to show for it. He didn't have the necessarily pressures or hurries or knockdowns, but he was a load near the end of the game. And these are guys where your important players are playing absolutely as hard as they can in front of nobody in the middle of a pandemic with piped in sound and everything that was going on. And there is something to be said for seeing those little things that tell you that a team is not quitting. That
absolutely
matters, you know,
absolutely.
It's just too easy to lose a game like that.
For all that, they dropped the ball in the end zone with 6 seconds left. I'm just saying, I don't think they quit. I think we can admire everything that happened, and I think we can look at it, but we can also kind of maintain a little bit of it took a virtual miracle to win that game. And I'm not just talking about the 3 touchdowns in the fourth quarter. I'm talking about the dropped pass of a wide open receiver who apparently looked to see where he was at on the field without realizing all he had to do was catch the ball, secure that ball, and you've won the game.
I'm not telling you I think the Bears are good. I'm not. I don't know. I don't know. I think there was enough evidence yesterday to bolster any Bears opinion that you may have.
I agree.
If you're a complete doubter, or if you say, hey, just maybe this thing can come together, they're 1-0. That's all I know is they got out of there by scoring more points than their opponent. And actually, the final score ended up being around the tenor of what most local people predicted. And it's just how you got there was two different teams, two different games, and you were helped by maybe the worst coach in the NFL, depending on what you think of Mike McCarthy. But the numbers. What? I mean, seriously. The numbers on Matt awesome. Patricia tell
the bottom line is I heard bells.
What are you going to hear today, Dan? What will we hear from you?
It is Bears Monday. It is our first Bears Monday in whatever our postmodern era is here, doing what we do, celebrating Bears Monday. But coming up in just 15 minutes, Alec Mills is going to join us, and we are going to talk about the day of a lifetime. truly that the pitching day, the incredibly unexpected and just wonderful to see not only that he accomplished what he did, but how he did it. I've never seen a guy throwing 66 mile an hour curveballs and trusting it and throwing that slow curveball 20% of the time and getting done what he got done. So I really look forward to talking to him about it, because I'm not going to let him off the hook. He can't say, I don't know, my head's spinning, it hasn't sunk in. Now he's got time. He's had time to think about it. He's had time to process it. I'm not gonna take I don't know or it hasn't sunk in for an answer. 10 o'clock, Patrick Manley is going to join us for the full hour. He's going to do that on every Bears Monday, and we're going to get into all kinds of granular Bears stuff with him. And then Hub Arkish will be with us for a couple of segments at 11. So we're off and running.
Have a great show.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.